Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. I'm very, very happy to be with you today. And we are very delighted with your comments that you've been giving us on the forum. I thank you so much. We put our heart and soul into the sound elixirs that we're producing for you, and the comments have been overwhelmingly positive, and it's so encouraging to us. Paul and I were going through them this morning, so thank you for those statements. And for those of you that don't know what exactly I mean by that, I would like to just share with you that we have two exciting things that we're doing right now. And one is that we are producing sound elixirs in which we combine equal amounts of white and dark frequencies. Dark frequencies are subliminal frequencies, and it's a way of modulating the voice that is coming through me. It's not electronically done. And each one of you that orders one of these elixirs, and we have it on special right now for a much reduced price, actually what we create is especially for you, and it is something you will have for the rest of your life. You don't ever need to replace it. And the sound elixirs, after accessing who you are, comes through me, and what it does when you combine equal measures of subliminal or dark light and equal measures of white light is that it cancels out illusion. And Paul and I can vouch for that one, because in the last week or so, I believe we have done 108 elixirs, and we have been detoxing, both of us, and the reason is that it breaks down matrices of illusion inside. And whenever you break down things that prevent consciousness from rising, you will find that you detox. And this, in fact, brings me to a few questions that people have asked about this and these principles. And so let me explain to you, because people say to me, Almeen, surely when one gets into the ascended mastery realms, there is just a point where you don't need to detox anymore. The answer to that is no, there is no such point. And the dynamic works this way. If, for example, Susie suddenly becomes filled with light, okay, she may completely just dismantle all these matrices in her, or an elixir may help her do that, or whatever the reason is. Now, all of a sudden, because we are interconnected with life, the difference between Susie and the rest of the world out there in more dense, illusory matrices that are self-made at this point, is getting bigger. So what happens is that it comes, her light goes flooding out, the things that need to be purified come rushing in, like a ricochet effect. And I'm putting this linearly, but it is instantaneous, because Susie actually is also the masses in the street as a being as vast as the cosmos having a human experience. So you can see, until everybody is completely free of matrices, yes, any time illusion is dismantled in your life, there will be purification from the body, no matter how healthily you eat or anything to do with diet or current state of purity. You're doing it, in other words, if we were to split this, for others. So that is the first thing that I wanted to share with you. So I've had other questions from masters saying, but Almeen, my personal elixir is breaking down matrices, but I thought you said that there are no longer matrices in the cosmos. And yes, that is accurate. But the point is that we're still getting rid of personal matrices, because people that are, say, totally identifying with their experience, they're in identity consciousness, and you know that because of the dialogue in your head that is just uncontrollable. And when people are there, they have made a little matrix around themselves, like an incubation chamber, to allow themselves time to develop at the correct speed. When you have a batch of eggs, not all the chickens come out exactly at the same moment. Some chickens just take a little longer to incubate than others. Or some chickens have a thicker membrane in the shell than others, and it takes more time to break through it. It depends on many, many factors. The personal elixirs we make for you is sung for you, and I sing the exact melody that I hear, and our sound master, Paul, does the mixing. And then what happens after that is I come over and I do the subliminal work underneath in the form of harmony, spoken words, and so on. It will continue to break down illusory matrices as you encounter them in your own personal life, even though cosmically it is broken down. Now, I will tell you that this question is very valid, because even this morning, a matrix was still found that needed an old piece of programming that needed to be cleared. So we absolutely have made some of the most major steps in terms of getting rid of the old matrices that we have ever made in the last months. And it has felt for people as though they are in overload, you see, because the overload feeling is when there's rapid breaking down of matrices. I have most sincere empathy for the brothers in the house next to mine, which is where our offices have moved to and everybody is staying there, because of the fact that the music that Paul and I are making, I mean, we're totally detoxing all the time we're doing this, because we have the benefit of all your elixirs as we work on them, as Paul masters them and so on. But the other brothers in the house are also experiencing that. So their old belief systems are coming tumbling down, and it affects one physically. You feel tired, you feel in overload, and you know, they're exposed to the music whether they know it or not. So my brothers and sisters, those two things that I just wanted to share with you. There is one more thing that I should just point out, and that is that we now have for you to look at the appliedmysticism.com website. Our classes have begun, but this is the first week. They just began on Saturday, and you can easily catch up if you still wish to participate in them. And we have decided, based on your requests, that classes will start on the first of every month, at least for the time being. So for those of you that cannot do this month, but you could perhaps do next month, you can still sign up today, but you can also sign up the 1st of September. And the 1st of September, you have two choices. You can either re-sign up for the Applied Mysticism course, which is the science of immortality and incorruptibility, or the next course, which is the appliedmysticism.com. If you go to appliedmysticism.com, you can see the curriculum, the name of the course. Its basic thrust is to produce in you such clarity that you become like a seer stone. In other words, you're able to access languages, to hear when other beings are speaking to you, etc. It's to enhance the ability also to leverage consciousness, which is what alchemy does. So that is what we have there. I wish now to answer Barbara Rotzel's question. She says, on the evening of June 27th, 2009, I took a photo of a piece of what appeared to be a rainbow. Light was emanating from the rainbow, or rainbow being, towards the city of Colorado Springs, and there were multiple orbs. Before the photo, there was a double rainbow with the color sequence reversed or in a mirror image of each other. What event occurred and who are the beings? Now, I haven't read your questions before, so as I read them, they happen to be new to me. It just so happens that what Barbara is talking about here is exactly the way that black light looks when it's being photographed. So we currently have two Twitters, and it's either on one of the Twitters or it is on the AlmeenDiary.com, that we have a photograph of a rainbow-colored beams of light in a specific part of my garden. And I explained there that that is because there was a hole between the realms right there of where black light, which is from the past, and white light met. When you film your aura, my brothers and sisters, you have this rainbow-colored effect. Your auric field is the past. It is that which has accumulated from the past, and because life, for those who are on the treadmill of linear time, goes around in a circle, it is also your future. But it appears as colored rainbows. The rainbow reversed from each other means that there is a hole in that specific area where there was a gap between the black light and the white light. And that they mirror each other, they mirror images, and also the rainbow colors that come through. They're not like ordinary rainbows. Take a look. We have a photograph for you, and I'm sorry, I don't know which Twitter it is or if it's on the blog, but we have some of my journal entries. That's my personal journal that are being placed this week on AlmeenDiary.com. And we have got Almeen Wisdom Twitter, and then the usual Almeen Twitter, which you can find the address to on my website. And it's on one of those places. So you photographed basically the fact that above Colorado Springs, which doesn't surprise me, incidentally, because under Colorado Springs is most of the nation's Washington, D.C. People think that it is in Washington, D.C., but it isn't. It's in Colorado Springs that the United States of America is really being run from, but it's underground. So, you know, they may well have done some time experiment, and time experiments will produce a hole like that. On the photograph that I posted, you can actually see the hole that I temporarily created because of work I was given to do to heal timelines. We had a situation with timelines, my brothers and sisters, where every so many decades, the Philadelphia experiment, which is more than just a ship that disappeared, it's an experiment that has been going on since Atlantean times. And it is an experiment that attempted to gain control of the white light cosmos by manipulating it from the black light, which is the past. Black light is basically potential that slumbers and isn't awakened. And there was a tear made between the two. Well, going around in a wheel, as the cosmos has been, it only encountered that wheel every so many years. On a very specific date, I was given the information by the infinite that a healing had to be done of that specific tear, which is above the Bermuda area where Atlantis used to be during its last sinking, because it was more north during previous times, and you can see how the map for Atlantis and Lemuria changed by looking at the book Secrets of the Hidden Realms. So my brothers and sisters, when I did that work, there was a temporarily a hole formed between the past and the present, and this rainbow-like light came through, so it's on that photograph. Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll take a look at some of your other questions.
The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today. Elmine continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Elmine is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Elmine, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
So, my brothers and sisters, welcome back. And we're going to take a look at Christina from Toronto's question. She says, the biggest physical matrix for me of all is that we're living in the world of commerce. I would literally vibrate when I spoke to others about this and feel this will come up in the New York part. It may well come up in the New York part. I just know something really special is waiting for that class which we have in September. It is certainly something that has to be removed or dealt with, I suppose, in order to bring forth the sacred government. How do we do this now to begin the change, or is it only on a cosmic level that this will change what is currently taking place? My brothers and sisters, the issue of money is something that we actually dealt with in the last Toronto pod. I think it might have been the pod before last, and Christina was there, so if this is a continuation of that discussion that we had. So what happened then is that we discussed the fact that the financial system, now it was the last class, because what the Toronto class had been asked to do by the Infinite is to bring in areas in which sacred government will change the old way of being. And incidentally, sacred government should be addressed real quickly before we delve much deeper into her her question here. My brothers and sisters, the method of sacred government is in the alchemy course. It's in the Academy of Alchemy's three-month course. These courses are $100 a month. You receive information in video, audio, and other types of forms, written forms that's being given to you 6 days a week. And there's a virtual student lounge in which the students meet to discuss these things. So on the 1st of September, when the alchemy course begins, it tells you how to send through to the masses on earth the sacred government principles. The sacred government principles, on the other hand, are being given in the Institute of Applied Mysticism's course. There's an entire section, and it comes from a set of tablets that were translated, and it's from the God Kingdom. And there's an entire section on the sacred government. And what it deals with is what is going to be replaced. For instance, the first step, you'll find that things go in steps. For instance, there's linear time. Then there's an interim step, which is living in the moment. The moment is just a small package of the line of eternal time, of linear time. So the moment is the next step, but then you go beyond eternal time, which is another way to describe the moment. You then go into the place of no time. And, I'm being corrected. It says no. Within the human kingdom, there are three stages of time. Linear time, the living in the moment, and living in eternal time, which sees the big picture but participates fully in the small picture. These are in the stages of man. When you go beyond it into the God kingdom, which is basically what the science of immortality and incorruptibility is preparing you for, when you go beyond it, at that point, you have a situation where you are in a place where there's no time. So there's three stages that prepare you for that place. In the same way, there are stages to finance. It is not a good idea nor expedient for the financial situation to collapse until the underpinnings are fully in place. And what the underpinnings are is that it will be the light workers on earth that start to live in a new way. So, my brothers and sisters, we first start out with money, forfeit what you call crystallized power. It's not the real thing. It doesn't even have gold backing it. And you'll find out why when you take the God course, because of the fact that gold has been stockpiled as a method of creating an alternative reality. But be that as it may, it's just a piece of paper. And with this piece of paper, you know, it keeps us in bondage of work. It doesn't really have any value. You can't eat it. You can't wear it. But it has become a counterfeit crystallized power. Now, from that you graduate to the barter system. Interestingly enough, many of our young people are doing this. For instance, my daughter Almin is just a phenomenal acupuncturist. She is also an oriental medicine practitioner as well as a fitness trainer. She teaches young people rock climbing. Many of her clients can't pay, and they trade her. They'll trade her with something that she wants, or they'll trade her with vegetables they grew in their garden, but they are into the barter system. This is worth this much to me. So I trade you for that amount. In a way, it is real. It went from counterfeit to real currency, because the vegetables that somebody brings you, and by the way, I have been working with a student that is one of my students, and she's a doctor in Russia. And in Russia, most of her clients can't pay her. They bring her potatoes. They bring her various other things, but that's the best they can do. And so she doesn't have to buy the potatoes. It's real currency. So that's the next step. But in a way, it is still currency. So now we go to the step beyond it. And this step requires great faith. It's the part that brings a great deal of abundance. And to do this, I actually want to quote from memory here a part of the portion on giving that is in the Prophet by Khalil Gibran. And he says, "There are those who give all that they have, and these are the believers in the bounty of life. And their coffers are never empty." It's for this category that this third stage is. The third stage to get rid of currency is where people give what they think is something is worth to them. So, for example, you find often with professionals that they make excuses for you to come back, or they won't give you the next piece of paper to take to another doctor or to another lawyer or whatever, but they haven't really done any service. You're paying them for who they are when it could be something that could be put in the mail to you and save you an office visit. These kinds of unscrupulous but honest, in our standard of today, business practices is not giving value for money. So if you were in this third system, you would be in the place where you could, for example, not pay that doctor because that isn't worth it to you. It's perhaps worth $10 to you that he wrote it out, not the office visit price. So people pay what things are worth to them. It requires integrity, and on the behalf of people that put things out there, it requires that we have got some faith in the bounty of life, because these are the believers in the bounty of life, and their coffers are never empty, contains a secret. It is one of the greatest laws of abundance that we simply cast our bread upon the waters, and it returns to us multiple times, multifold. So my brothers and sisters, I have created a product, but we're waiting because we've been really swamped with your very, very welcome interest in both the elixirs and the institute courses. And so our tech team has been just swamped. But we're looking into creating a website on which we will have a product that you can pay for what it's worth to you. And it is a leap of faith because it's a very beautiful product that Paul and I have spent a long time creating. It's the audiobook of the thought that fractured the infinite, done beautifully and lyrically with music gently playing in the background and so on. It's something you can listen to in your car with words of wisdom. This, we are hoping, will be a start. As it takes off, we will put more and more products out there. Somebody out of work, it may be worth a lot, but they may only have $5. And another person may say, this one saying here has changed my life. I want to put down $100. And at the end of the day, we hope that it will balance out. So this is the third step. Now, is there something beyond it? Yes, there is. But before we go further, it is the major light workers on earth that need to start to live these things for us to get to the place where we can go beyond. But to go beyond is to bring heaven on earth. It is where we produce what makes our hearts sing, and we generously share with those that need it. When my daughter, who is now 10, was just a little girl, I think she was about 3, I found these delightful little books in England, which I really wish that I still had, but unfortunately somehow they're not here anymore. But the little books from England was a little story about the little town of mice that lived in an area, and they had a common storehouse, the store tree trunk. So they had the common tree trunk. And whatever they produced from the love of their hearts went into this common storage house in an old tree trunk. And so if somebody came and needed something, they needed to make a dress for their little mouse, they would go into the tree trunk and find there the fabric or the material produced by another who with great joy wove and spun fibers of thistle down into fabric. Or somebody would make canned products and in little bottles, and they put it on the shelf, and you know, of course it was made in a way that mice would do it, and somebody else needed food for the day, they would come in and get it. But everybody contributed to the best of their ability. To be at this place, my brothers and sisters, requires that we change our attitudes from what is the most I can get for the least I can give to what is the most I can give. But not in a martyrdom fashion, because of the joy of creating it. I cannot even tell you the joy I have in creating these elixirs for you. Every time we do one, it has to be perfectly balanced. Yesterday we did the most beautiful melody, and when I had completed it, the instruction came from the infinite, completely redo this. It does not have enough black light to cancel out illusion. It's just a beautiful melody. We had to toss it out on its ear, and we had to start over and create something that did fully function. It's what is the most I can give in every single elixir. And if we can live this in every part of our life and do the tasks that bring us joy, that is the place from where we can live, just like the little mice, where we share with others the most we can give. And because it brings us such joy to create it, our coffers will never be empty. So that is the very next and final stage that we are to get to. But you can see, Christina, that we can't just eliminate one stage until people are fully living the next, and then the next, and eventually the heaven on earth scenario, which is the next. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
After 3 months of intense physical preparation in January 2004, Helmin experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with the ego, in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from that all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book had been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it was transcribed. Few have entered into God consciousness, leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of immortal master, and in addition, continue to function among the masses. But as a Toltec Nagual and seer, Helmin's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. Journey to the heart of God is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. Journey to the heart of God contains, no matter how profound, truth. Truth that can be recognized for what it is, and it is the truth that shall set us free. Pick up a copy of The Journey to the Heart of God and discover your personal truth and freedom through Helmin's books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. A Life of Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life that provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Helmin at www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back, and I'd like very much to thank you, Christina, and Barbara, for that matter, for these bits of information, because, see, for instance, I haven't known this before, these four stages of time. I knew that they were hanging out there. I just didn't have the reason to put them together, because I try each day to do exactly what is in front of me, because that's quite a bit as it is. Now I know a little more. So thank you for being the great teachers for me that my students always are, and my listeners as well. So my brothers and sisters, I will make a quick little detour here to answer Jennifer from New York. There is a program given that detoxes for chronic diseases and so on our Belvaspata website, Belvaspata. And the Dove Hospital website gives the full program of protocol, and then there is, for Dove Hospital practitioners, a corresponding protocol to do. But part of the healing of chronic diseases and systemic diseases is given on a two-hour presentation that I do by audio. And Jennifer from New York is asking about this, and so for some of you this won't make too much sense if you haven't looked at that, but I just quickly want to answer it, and then we will look at Arneke from Holland, and we will look at her question. Jennifer asks, concerning the chronic illness 5-month cleanse, it states in the literature we must take 2 bottles of Candida tincture, 5 drops, 3 times a day during phase 2. On your audio lecture, you state that we must start with half the dose of the Candida capsules as recommended on the box after 3 weeks, which is before phase 2 starts. You do not explain as to how many to take and for how long. The best thing for me to do is to give you a rule of thumb. Because, incidentally, they don't make the tincture anymore. They just make the capsules for this overgrowth of fungus in the body. And, you know, to get rid of that, folks out there really do need to listen to the two-hour audio presentation that's part of the chronic disease package that's on the Dove Hospital system, especially for children. So, my brothers and sisters, the rule of thumb is this. Whatever the given dosage, the first week and a half to 2 weeks, unless you want to feel like you have serious flu from the die-off of systemic fungus, start with a minute dosage. If it calls for a capsule a day, start with a half a capsule a day. Then you build it up to a capsule a day. And, or if it calls for 2 capsules a day, you can even still start the first week with a half a capsule, then 1 whole capsule, then another capsule. Capsules, I believe, 1 a day should be fine, but whatever Candida medicine you're using, start at a small dosage because of how severe you feel the die-off symptoms from these products that are antifungicides for the system. So whatever the dosage, in the case of the capsules, I would start for the whole first 2 to 3 weeks on a half a capsule, then work up to a capsule. And a capsule a day for the rest of the 5 months, if you're stringently doing the rest of the protocol, should actually be adequate. That would be my recommendation, my sister. Let us take a look at Arneke from Holland. She said, last week I downloaded some radio shows from BBS and only then heard that you mentioned my question about the path between the light and dark for the second time in the June Zone show about soul groups and tribes and on twins, and in connection with the rainbow tribe somehow. And in there I said she had asked me about darkness and light. And I said it depends what she meant by darkness and light. And she's trying to explain here that she says, I'm sorry, I cannot put it into words. Every time I think of that experience and describe it, my left brain just doesn't know how to express it, essentially. So she said, I thought perhaps I could describe it through a poem. And yes, Arneke, during our little tea break we just had here, I read your poem, and I can understand it from your poem. Let me read it to the listeners, and then I will tackle it. The rainbow colors, one by one, could not create the path as needed to be done. From the deepest darkness to the highest light, not around the edge this time, but straight through, like an arrow's flight, to cross this space where nothing had a name or sound. Between the winds of time, the many-colored one was bound. to lose all and to be none still equates to being there. The horizontal path be walked 1,000 times and still be fair. Let me tell you her poem line by line. The rainbow colors one by one could not create the path as needed to be done. The rainbow colors one by one, my brothers and sisters, have been you. In your life, you have tried and tried and tried to bring us to the birth where the cosmos is in oneness with infinite life. A huge stride has been made in this about the last 8 or 9 days, starting with my visit to Alaska. And the actual beginning of the healing began in Malaysia. And there's a reason for this. Malaysia is the place where the splitting of white and black light began. In other words, linear time began. So the rainbow colors, that's the major light workers on Earth who for eons of lives have been trying and trying and trying to birth this cosmos back into oneness. It could not create the path as needed to be done. From the deepest darkness to the highest light, not around the edge this time, but straight through like an arrow's flight. The deepest darkness is the beginning of life. It's the time when we remember with great fondness the tribalism, the place of total uniformity. Uniformity is not oneness. In oneness, there is exuberant, spontaneous unfoldment. In uniformity, there is an attempt to bind others and all life into sameness. It is a total dependency. So, the deepest darkness, when life was created, my brothers and sisters, think of a drawing on your computer that is two-dimensional, it's just flat, and it looks like a cartoon world. For those of you that saw the little movie, that's our children's movie, called Enchanted, of the fairy book character, the princess out of this cartoon life, comes out of that life through a manhole in the middle of the street into downtown New York City. This is basically what we have become. The simplistic, one-sided innocence, and incidentally, the characteristic of tribalism, which is uniformity, a place of no growth, is innocence. And innocence also does not allow for expansion. So my brothers and sisters, we have come from that place of uniform innocence into the interconnectedness, the diversity within oneness that we have just in the last 8 days entered. It is a very, very large step forward. But to do that, we have been on a wheel of time. And the wheel is very important in explaining to her what she's talking about so that we can start to get some answers for her about the white and the dark, the light and the dark. So we started out in the dark with a single few rays of light. And it was not a very complex illumination. It was quite simple. It also is not where life was meant to stay. We were in great darkness at that time because darkness, if you look at it as slumbering potential, had not come online through our experience. So from the deepest darkness to the highest light, we have come. Not around the edge this time. As long as we were traveling, even though the wheel was moving upwards in a spiral into more and more and more light, we were still in a fishbowl, swimming around and around the edge of the fishbowl, because the wheel is a matrix. It is constricting, and a matrix brings about illusion. So we could not get rid of illusion as long as we were on the matrix. So it's not around and around the edge this time, but straight through, like an arrow's flight, to cross the space where nothing had a name or sound. Between the winds of time, let's go to that one next, but straight through like an arrow, not around the edge this time, but straight through like an arrow's flight, to cross the space where nothing had a name or sound. My brothers and sisters, I will explain to you in a minute where this is that she's talking about, but understand that language, sound, frequency that travels linearly from mouth to ear, from ear to brain, is then translated by brain according to its own slanted matrix, and this is illusion. Sound without light as its component is an illusion. And even when you combine sound and light, it is yet an artificial building block of life. There is that which lies beyond it for which we have no words, but beingness or the one life in which there is no sound. And language is omnisensory in its communication as well as being immediate. Let's take a quick break. And we'll go from there.
The Way of the Toltec Nagual, New Precepts for the Spiritual Warrior, is now available from Almi. Not only is this wisdom-packed book a guide for serious students of the Toltec Way, but also a font of knowledge for all truth seekers. Mapping out the revolutionary changes in Toltec mysticism, it presents the precepts of mastery sought out by all who travel the road of illumination and spiritual warriorship. Almain reveals publicly, for the first time, the ancient power symbols used by Toltec Nahuals to assist in obtaining freedom from illusion. This book also features information about the hidden planets used by the Toltecs and the astrology of Isis. The Way of the Toltec Nahual, New Precepts for the Spiritual Warrior, is now available in paperback, or as an electronic download, or as an audiobook spoken by Armin. To receive your copy, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almin. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almaine's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Elvispada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence. existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almeen's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back to our last segment, my brothers and sisters, and I would like to explain to you that the wheel of time upon which we have been is a wheel that has a rim with actually 24 layers to it. It's 24 layers of illusion that have kept it in place. We have just been thinning it and finally broke out of this wheel. But in the center of the wheel that is turning, and in the turning of it there is linear time, in the center of the middle, which is what she calls, but straight through like an arrow's flight, to cross this space where nothing had a name or sound. Much is hidden in those words, actually, because the space that had no sound is the middle of the wheel, which is what we call the null point. It's the place where there is no frequency that cancels out illusion, except that it itself is an illusion. And so there was, many attempts were made to do exactly what she said during the last 2 months, to move through the center of the wheel of the cosmos in a way that would take us out of this spiraling matrix that we have been on, moving upwards in this wheel like a disc moving up, which is the horizontal plane, incidentally. The horizontal path be walked 1,000 times and still be fair is her last line. The horizontal path is the horizontal wheel upon which we have been. So, to cross the space where nothing had a name or sound did not work. We attempted it. Now it says, between the winds of time, the many-colored one was bound. My brothers and sisters, there has been a form of the one life, of the infinite one. There has been a form on earth. I have been speaking about this for some years after encountering for the first time the embodiment of the infinite, the many-colored one, because all of the colors of black light and white light, all of it is held within this embodiment of the one life, which is here on earth. The earth's population is the densest in existence because it is the original cradle of life. It is the first race. Now, between the winds of time, the many-colored one was bound. The reason that we are not aware of such a great light that is on our planet is because of the fact that the being has, the infinite being has been bound in the matrix, voluntarily bringing the children that was created by the one life or its creations home. So to lose all and to be none still equates to being there. The entire first month of the Institute of Applied Mysticism's course on immortality is to do exactly this, to lose all and be none. It peels away and peels away and peels away and peels away the illusions that we think of as our highest truth often and that we live by. We are afraid to do that because we think there will be nothing left. It still equates to being there, my brothers and sisters, because we are part of the one life. There never has been a time that we have not been there. To remove our identities doesn't remove self-awareness. And then she ends with this, the horizontal path be walked 1,000 times and still be fair. This is very important. This wheel of time time we have felt so trapped in, because as light workers we can feel the illusion that we're plowing through, which has literally been trillions and trillions of little tiny pieces of electromagnetic particles at the subatomic quantum level that we have been moving against as we've moved on this wheel of time. We've been chafing against it. And she is saying that even though we've gone around this wheel 1,000 times, which indeed we have, that it's still fair and still be fair. My brothers and sisters, we have walked the path 1,000 times, and yet the beauty of the sunset, the beauty of nature, the beauty of the mountains and the waterfalls and the teeming oceans is still fair. That which is has never been tainted in any way. It has never been polluted. It's just a sub-creation overlaid over the top that has been the illusion. And it has served a purpose. It's been our incubation chamber. The birth happened roughly the last weekend in July of 2009, in which we birthed out of this incubation egg in which we have been. People still have kept to some extent their own, but that is what has happened. Now, Donna in Vancouver asks whether in the last few days, she says, I've been feeling unusually radiant energy and peace as I drove around downtown and by the ocean and beaches. Is this just here, or are other cities experiencing this? She's asking if there's a holy city over Vancouver. The actual truth of it is, my sister, that there is a city that is crept up and down the west coast of America, one among many worldwide, and it is close to Vancouver. But it's not that that you have felt. It's the many matrices of illusion that have broken down. We have received information about the key players that are ordering these specific sound elixirs. It assists them to break matrices down in them, but the matrices they're carrying are for the many. This is just one way, but many different ways have we very rapidly lost the matrices of illusion. It has left us feeling tired and in some instances overwhelmed. Drink lots and lots of water, sleep as long as you can, it will pass. But we've made a big growth and there's very rapid cleansing happening. You are starting to feel the purity of it, Donna. But indeed, the Holy City is close to Vancouver as it's grown. We're going to close. My love to all of you. Thank you so much.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mee. Please join us again next week.